Heidi and Frank show. With us on the phone, Ron Perlman.
Hello, Ron.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you, my friend.
Very good to be talked to.
I think I've I met you once before at the LAPD Celebrity Golf Tournament. You were out there playing in that, and I think I met you in the tent or something.
Very possibly. I was probably looking down at the time, just contemplating how I could put that much time into a sport and still be that mediocre.
That is golf. I mean, you're very busy now with everything you got going on. You got Sons of Anarchy.
Well, yeah, and I use that assiduously as my excuse for why I'm so mediocre at golf and other things.
Yeah, thank God you are busy. The Sons of Anarchy show, we're huge fans. It's like the highest rated show that's
seen every episode
that they've had. Yeah, Heidi turned me on to it.
Fantastic. Wow. Thank you, Heidi, for setting Frank straight.
Well,
there.
Yeah, Ron, I mean, I saw it when it first, you know, aired, and I fell in love with it. And I kept coming to work and saying, oh, my God, have you watched Sons of Anarchy yet? And he's just saying, nah, I've got watching so much. I'm busy. I said, trust me, you are going to love this show. And finally, I think you sat down on like a weekend and got caught up so that you could watch the show.
Yeah, I ended up catching up on Netflix. And yeah. I sat there and I watched episode
back
after episode.
Back.
I mean, until it was like the sun was coming up. I couldn't turn it off. It's a great show. You play Clay Morrow on that show, and
the highest rated show in the history of the network. So,
congratulations on that.
First of all, on behalf of the whole SOA company, I thank you so much for your kind words and for catching up and for loving us. And this is definitely one of the more unique moments of my career where something resonates as deeply as this, and it's just very it's. I can't tell you how appreciative we
Ron,
all are.
Ron, it's so interesting I know you have so much other stuff you want to talk about, but with Clay Morrow, it's so weird because, like, even when we're supposed to not like you or be mad at you, you're so lovable. It's this weird, like...
You root for him.
You root for him, even though you're like, oh, he's being a bastard, yet they're so lovable at the same time. I don't know how you do it. It's that perfect mix of, I want to hate you, but I'm still rooting for you, and I love Clay Morrow. So I don't know how you do it, but you're amazing.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, before you started doing Sons of Anarchy, were you a motorcycle enthusiast? Did you know how to ride and stuff before you started that show?
No, admittedly not. And after the show is over, long after the dust settles, I will write all about that in my memoir. But let's just leave it at the fact.
All right.
I was not a motorcycle enthusiast at the time.
Well, it's great that you're going to be helping out with the MS Ride for Hope. It's the motorcycle. You're going to be the grand marshal out there. It's this Sunday, May 19th. And so I'm assuming you're going to be riding in this, or are you going to be...
You can assume that.
You're going to be in a sidecar?
You can assume anything you like.
He usually does, Ron.
I'm riding in it as well.
Because that's the beauty of this country. You know, we're all free to assume away.
Right.
You will see me on a bike out there. That I guarantee you. And it will be a Harley.
Right.
And I'm hearing that we're going to have the pleasure of your company, Frank. Is that true?
Yes, I'm coming out too. I'm going to be riding. I think it starts down at Gladstone's on PCH, and then we're going to head out to the Canyon Club, and then there's going to be, like, food and entertainment.
No, this is an incredible day. I'm not riding, but now that I see everything
that's
going...
You don't have to ride, you can go.
I know. When I see everything that's going on there, for a $100 raffle ticket, I could win a Harley-Davidson Special Edition Road King Classic for $100, and you're only selling 1,000 of these tickets, so I would have, like, a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning a brand-new Harley-Davidson for $100.
Well, there's a ton of reasons to show up. You know, you get a chance to meet the beautiful and talented Peter Tilden from a competitive radio station.
Oh, we know Peter, of course. Yeah,
but he is putting this shindig on with Tom Sherrick and myself, and most of the Sons have RSVP'd that they'll be there. Charlie Hunnam, Theo Rossi, Kim Coates, Mark Boone Jr., Tommy Flanagan. So you're gonna get a chance if those guys are your heroes, you got to get a chance to ride alongside them.
That's incredible.
And then when we finally arrive at noon at the Canyon in Agoura for lunch, we'll have the pleasure of listening to John Corbett and his band and eating some good food and participating in some rousing
shenanigans.
Rousing frolicking?
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds like an amazing day. That's this Sunday.
Oh, I thought you said say that again.
No, I said shenanigans.
Shenanigans. Not only frolicking, but there'll be shenanigans.
Right.
There'll be musings. There'll be tattoo artists. I'm pretty sure that, you know, we'll cover the waterfront.
What a day.
But mainly, you know, it's for building awareness and also building funds for research to finally eradicate MS. It's just been such an elusive enemy. And I feel as though we're closer than ever to getting it done. So, you know, we're putting the pedal to the metal. Well, we'd love to see as many of you guys out there as is humanly possible.
Every little bit helps.
Yeah, I mean, this is, one of those diseases that, you know, degrees of separation. You probably know somebody with MS or know somebody who knows somebody. I mean, it's and it needs to be taken care of. I have a buddy of mine, Sean, who was recently diagnosed like a couple of years ago.
Oh, no.
And, it debilitates very quickly. And so when I was asked by Peter Tilden to come out and be out there with Ron to help this out, I was like, hell yeah, I'll be down there on my bike. So everybody, if you're a motorcycle rider or not, come out and help.
Spend the day,
MS Ride for Hope. Yeah, spend the day. There's a lot of stuff going on and a lot of people to meet. And MSHopeFoundation.org is the website. If you want more information, MSHopeFoundation.org is the website. So thank you so much, Ron, for being a part of it. That's
it's an
awesome,
honor to
man.
Talk to you. We love you.
So, God, thank you for having me on.
If you ever want to come down and hang out with us, I know it's early in the morning, but if you ever want to come in and hang out with us, promote anything that you're doing, man, the door's always open for you.
I don't sleep anymore.
It doesn't seem like it. It doesn't seem like you sleep.
I start pacing at around 3 a.m.
Well, then, but perfect. We're up. Come on over.
By 4, I have to sit down. By 5, I'm having my second pot of coffee. I don't sleep.
There you go. We've got coffee. Come on over.
If you're serious, I'll be down there pretty much every day.
All right, definitely.
All right.
The news with Ron Perlman.
Great talking to you guys.
You too, Ron.
Thank you so much. MSHopeFoundation.org for all the info. Heidi did mention that raffle for that incredible bike, Harley Davidson Special Edition Road King Classic. $100 raffle ticket, only selling 1,000 of them. It's $35 for the ride, lunch, and entertainment. So, come out, and, you know, the proceeds go in to help a good cause, the MS Foundation. So be there. Hopefully see you
Frank,
on Sunday with everybody else. And I'm going to need a ride with the Sons of Anarchy.
We talked to Clay Morrow.
I know. And
then understand.
I said that the other sons have RSVP'd, so it's like, when they're out there on their bikes, I'm in the middle of them going, I'll probably lay it down, look like an idiot.
Oh, no. Well, you better go on a couple rides this week just to practice a little bit, because you haven't ridden that bike in a while.
I know.
You need to take it out and make sure.
I do. I got to go actually get a battery for it tonight.
You need to go practice ride a little
probably
bit.
Probably fill it up with oil. I think I'll get oiled out of it. But,
you got your oil
I think it'll beat me up.
Oh, man.
So hopefully we'll see you all out there on Sunday. All right, MSHopeFoundation.org. We're going to take a break. Come right back. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.